You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sokoski. When you see bicyclists using a dedicated bike lane, pedestrians strolling along the wide sidewalks, buses stopped in a special bus lane, and, of course, cars using a roadway, the term complete street might not come to mind. But that's just what the city of Syracuse continues to build out since adopting such a framework in 2012. WAER's Scott Willis recently met up with DPW transportation planner Neil Burke at East Fayette and South Townsend Streets to talk about how all modes of transportation can be accommodated while making streets safer.
This corner demonstrates pretty well, when we mention something like complete streets, what we're talking about. Along Fayette Street, you'll see the bright green bike lanes, you will see narrow travel lanes, you'll see vehicles moving at slow speeds, well-marked crosswalks, we've got the beeping pedestrian buttons next to us. There's really a lot here, and when we say complete, it's a number of different items that are layered together that provide safety for multiple modes. We're talking bikes, pedestrians, motor vehicles as well, transit. And so Fayette Street does that very well. And a lot of these updates came as part of the connective corridor. What isn't as complete is Townsend Street. While the streets aren't vastly different, there's subtle cues that create a much different experience, especially if you're on foot or if you're on bike. You'll see traffic moves a little quicker. The sidewalks are not as wide. There's some maintenance issues going on. And also, there is a lack of bike lanes. There's a lack of a lot of that infrastructure that we'll see just 90 degrees to our left.
But the city likely won't be making major improvements to the Townsend Street corridor anytime soon. Burke tells me that's because the roadway is one of many that will see upgrades in the state DOT's community grid recommendation for I-81. Four lanes could be reduced to two with a center turn lane and bike lanes, much like Fayette.
When a street is more complete, bike lanes, other traffic calming features, crosswalks, that kind of thing, do more people use them that way? Do we see an increase in bicycle traffic?
Generally, yes. So we have a very vocal and active contingent of cyclist groups in Syracuse. So when we do roll out infrastructure upgrades, they are quick to tell us that they're happy, they're using the new infrastructure. And one item that the Syracuse Metropolitan Transportation Council and the Downtown Committee have worked on in the past is comparing and contrasting pedestrian numbers. So the amount of people crossing at an intersection over the span of, you know, 5 or 10 years, what does that look like? And recently that was completed, and we've seen a lot higher pedestrian volumes in and around downtown. Obviously, there's more apartments, there's a number of developments going on, but we think that is partly due to some of the investments that we've been making, especially with our ADA corners, the connective corridor that went in.
It would seem the most obvious time to install all complete streets features would be when the city reconstructs a roadway. But I found out that the city doesn't want to do this piecemeal.
So if we are doing one block of a street and it's on the bicycle master plan, we're not going to roll out full-fledged bike lanes just for one block. What we like to do is take more of a corridor approach, which, as you can see in the connective corridor, provides a link between known destinations instead of just one block at a time. It can be slow to materialize, but what it does give us is usable infrastructure instead of just checking a box. Some of the things that we like to look for in our projects are making sure that we're accommodating all modes. Complete streets doesn't mean that we're punishing one mode or trying to take away from one mode and give to another. What it really means is that we're trying to accommodate all modes safely and appropriately.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.